Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster. Beyond our doors at Van Deest Medical Center, we are working with a terrific group to plan a successful community event to further raise awareness about the importance of mental health. Joining us for this segment, we have Tiffany Larson with Building Families and Mickey Shubin with Community and Family Resources. Ladies, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
How about you give just a brief introduction of yourselves before we get started talking about our event?
Okay, perfect. I'm Tiffany Larson. I have been coordinating the Be Inspired program through Building Families for almost 16 years. So some may recognize me as the busy bee lady buzzing around. In addition to Hamilton County, I have three additional counties serving youth, their families, and community members as a whole. And one of the roles in which I play is being part of the Power Up Youth Coalition. And I can talk a little bit more about that after Mickey introduces herself.
Perfect. And I am Mickey Shubin. I am the Prevention Supervisor with Community and Family Resources. I have been with them for 11 years now. And we provide a lot of different services, but as far as prevention, we have a total of 8 counties, but Hamilton County, of course, has my heart because I have lived here all my life. I was born and raised here. Being a part of Power Up Youth and working with Tiffany has been a great joy.
Oh, thanks, Mickey.
Let's talk about Power Up Youth.
Perfect. I think I've actually been on a little bit longer than you. I have, since I actually came in, moved back into Hamilton County, 2008. Much like Mickey, I was born and raised here, so part of me mm-hmm. as well. And empowering youth to thrive has always been a passion of mine. Hoping that they get the tools, the supports, the resources they need, so that way they can grow, they can be future mentors and leaders, go out, conquer the world, do whatever they need to do, and then hopefully come back home. Mm-hmm. And so one of the entities that I started collaborating with right away as part of my job, but then also to just for that spark of light, I guess, was Power Up Youth. And at that time, Kathy Getting was helping to coordinate and facilitate and do all the things. Mm-hmm. When it came to that, we had a drug-free communities grant. And so that kind of like restricted what we had to do. A lot of the focus was on substance abuse prevention. And as those grants kind of went away and as we've been kind of like rebranding, it's been great in the fact of like, it's not only just youth. We can really be helping to collaborate and bring a whole bunch of community partners, sectors, I guess, into the mix for the mission for youth, their families, and community members. So it's a coalition. It's not an organization. Everybody's doing what they're already doing, but we're coming together, so we're not working in separate silos.
Right, doing it together.
Yeah.
Common goal.
Yeah, one common goal. And we have a mission of a coalition to ensure safe, strong youth and families in a thriving Hamilton County. And so I think what's great about it too, it's not just a Webster City thing, it's not just a Jewel thing, it's not just a Stratford, it's trying to really connect everybody together. And so I know that at one time we've worked on working with community educators, especially when we were in the world of COVID and doing, are we doing virtual today? Mm-hmm. Are we doing asynchronous kinds of things? We were doing a lot with Lemonade for Life and trying to have supports when it came for adverse childhood experiences. And we've really tapped into, we know that a lot is connected for our physical health to brain health and mental health. And so we did and partnered and did at South Hamilton Slam the Stigma this winter. And so with this event partnering, we're really excited for this Make It Okay walk. So
yes.
And it's our second time doing it.
Yes. It is the second annual, and it was a great event last year. Let's talk about when the event is and what we're going to be offering to our communities at this event.
Okay. Perfect. So the event itself will be May 9th. It's going to be down at the Brewer Creek Shelter and Trail. So that's down by Pleasant View. Our event is absolutely free to everyone, open to all ages. We're going to be down there from 4:30 to 7:30. We're going to have a few different entities there. I'll let kind of Tiffany talk about those. But as far as like you can get supper down there, so Hy-Vee will be there to purchase food. They will have burgers, brats, steak sandwiches, chips, and drinks. Kona Ice will be there from 5:30 to 6:30. Public Health, I believe, is going to be bringing some water that they're going to donate. And then we're going to have some great different things that are going to be happening. We've got a shorter trail that people can walk. There will be a drawing for anybody that completes either one of the walks. So it'll be kind of like a door prize, but you have to complete the walk to be able to be entered. So there'll be the shorter trail and the longer trail. The longer trail is going to be the one that's on the concrete up around the cemetery and all the way back down. So those are just a couple of the things that are happening. We also will have youth activities as well. Tiffany, of course, is going to do her bracelets that are very, very popular with the kids.
And adults.
And adults, yes.
Yep. And I'll talk about that too.
And then we will also be doing some tie-dye t-shirts. The t-shirts we did secure from the state. So they have, it's called I-STEP on them. That's Iowa Students for Tobacco Education and Prevention. So one of our grants at CFR is through the tobacco grant, and so they're really happy to partner with us to get the word out that you know, youth shouldn't be using tobacco or nicotine,
vaping,
anything like that. So they were more than happy to give us some t-shirts so that we can tie-dye them with the kids. We're going to do some rock painting. Just to put like little motivational, happy faces out there in the community to brighten somebody's day.
And I wanted to go back for just a second because you highlighted a lot of things that can help me segue into kind of like the stuff that I had on my talking points. First and foremost, I want to talk just a little bit on the make it okay, if that makes it, if I'm able to do that. So it's part of the Iowa Healthy Estate Initiative. And so the actual Make It Okay Day is on May 16th. I don't know if anybody's aware, that is the week of graduation and all things busy. And so when we were trying to find a date and when we were working with even Parks and Rec, which by the way, Brianne and the team has been amazing and accommodating to help partner on this event and making two paths, not just one, to help people get their steps in, especially if they're county employees in Hamilton County and need to get over that hump to get to their 10,000 steps. But anyways, so we chose the week before on that Thursday, May 9th. So just something to keep aware of that. So there are other surrounding ones that are going on May 16th. You can still wear green on that day, but we're just encourage Hamilton County and the surrounding area to come walk. It is not only to get outside, connect, regardless of whether you are being impacted by mental health, brain health, or you know somebody, or you've lost somebody, just being able to get out, connect with nature, connect with resources, supports, or just having something fun to do.
Right.
I think is great. We're going to hope that the weather cooperates with us. It worked out perfectly last year. It was just right when we were packing up, a little bit of Mother Nature, shining little sprinkles on us. But yeah, so we have some events, as Mickey mentioned, there are going to be some resource booths. And I don't want people to think, oh, you're just going to get brochures. There is going to be connections. There's going to be activities. There's going to be swag. So promotional materials as well when you come over. And so if you buzz by over to my booth, which is going to be the Be Inspired program and building families, yeah, we're going to have, you can make a bracelet. You can make a keychain. And it hasn't just been youth. We've had grandparents, we've had parents, we've had individuals making them together, and we're doing it at all of our events because people cannot get enough of it. And it's a great coping skill to do if you've had a, and at the end of the day, we have also some other entities that I want to talk a bit about in a second. But another thing with Make It Okay too is it's really trying to connect to those resources and raise awareness for ending the stigma. And so some people are like, well, what exactly is stigma? It is when someone or yourself views a person in a negative way, just because they have a mental health condition. Some describe stigma as a feeling of shame or judgment from someone else. It can even come from an internal place, confusing feeling bad with bad. So we're just wanting to make it be okay to not be okay and have those open and honest conversations, and connecting people in our community to everybody. So
it's going to be a great event, and I can't agree more. Your physical and your mental health, it goes hand in hand. So it's a great event to get all ages out. It's free. And like you said, Tiffany, just to be outdoors and be amongst community, and there's going to be events, there's going to be food. It's going to be a great time.
Absolutely. And if you I'm not going to yuck somebody else's yum. So if you want to run that walk, go ahead and you do it. But if you want to be walking it, great. If you want to team up with coworkers after work, bring coworkers. I think that was the biggest question that we've been getting is like, can you do it solo? You can do it solo. You can bring your best friend. You can bring your family out. Yeah, it's really open to anybody, all ages and stages. I always say that too. But when it comes to those resources that are available, Community and Family Resources obviously has kind of talked about what they're doing. There is also going to be, who do I have here on my list? Of course, technology doesn't work as well when I want it to. Okay. Hamilton County Public Health. And I think what's great too, for those that are not aware, there is a community needs assessment that was put out in collaboration, conjunction between Vandy's Medical Center and Hamilton County Public Health. And so, events like this are really helping to meet some of those needs. Connections to resources is one that we've been doing and working on for a while here, and just making sure that people are getting connected before they're in crisis. Prevention is key, but they're going to be out there, as you mentioned, the water, HOPES members, so the Healthy Opportunities for Parents to Experience Success program. So they're going to have a lot of fun things. Unity Point, Berry Hill are going to be there. They are going to be providing some information, some swag. And for those that are not aware, they provide psychiatry, behavioral health, and outreach to programs. Berry Hill is also who helps to coordinate our mobile response team within not only Hamilton County, but our whole CICS mental health region. So great connection for resources there. I obviously mentioned building families, not just me. We have services that I always say kind of serve like prenatal to leading up to career, but it's our early childhood area. So we'll have the parent connection program there. And we're just coming off of a lot of child abuse prevention month stuff. So a lot of supports for parents, caregivers, those that have children ages 0 to 18. When we are looking at what those resource tables that will be at the Make It Okay event on May 9th, you can look forward to seeing, as Mickey mentioned, Community and Family Resources with all the fun activities that they have planned, building families with everything from the bracelets to parenting resources, Hamilton County Public Health there with not just the free water, but they will be there sharing resources from the Healthy Opportunities for Parents to Experience Success, the HOPES program, and some of their other supports. We have Unity Point, Berry Hill, that will be there sharing swag resources. And then also, I'm not for sure if people are aware, they also are who are the connection for the mobile crisis unit for our mental health region. Van Deese Medical Center Behavioral Health Crew and Senior Life Solutions will be there as well. This will be actually their second year back. And we're actually at the Slam the Stigma event in Jewel at South Hamilton, YSS Community Health Center. And then also just wanting to give another shout out as well to Webster City Parks and Rec. They're going to have the two paths that you can walk, run, crawl, just making sure we're green in whatever capacity, ages, stages that you're in to support mental health awareness on that Thursday, the short walk or the long walk route. That's a tongue twister. Hy-Vee Webster City will be there selling food for individuals to eat. Kona Ice, always a fan favorite, no matter what event we're at, they're going to be there having that available. And then also another fun and exciting component that I'm sure will be likely to bring in the youngsters, because I know they all have their favorite driver, but Hamilton County Speedway is going to be set up there. And I'm going to let Mickey talk a little bit about that.
So I approached Hamilton County Speedway and Sarah said, absolutely, we would be absolutely honored to come and join in your event. So the Hamilton County Speedway is going to have a couple drivers down at our event on May 9th so that you can see some of the race cars and talk to some of the drivers at the event. They're also going to have some mental health awareness facts and some resources out at the racetrack on May 11th. So go ahead and feed your mental health, go out and relax at the racetrack on that following Saturday and get some resources and see your favorite driver. Suicide prevention for Hamilton, Webster, and Wright counties. This is a coalition to prevent suicide and support those who have been impacted in Hamilton, Webster, and Wright. It was founded in 2022. We do have a Facebook page. It is Suicide Prevention for Hamilton, Webster, and Wright Counties. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach of Hamilton County built a strong Iowa by engaging all Iowans in research, education, and extension experiences to address current and emerging real-life challenges. Learn how ISU Extension and Outreach engages Iowans in solving today's problems and preparing for a thriving future by reaching out to ISU Extension in Hamilton County. Community Health Center of Fort Dodge. They also have locations in Mason City, Dayton, and Eagle Grove now. So they offer mental health screenings, counseling, crisis intervention, medication management, substance use screening and counseling services, and psychological testing for adults or for ages 5 to adult, open to all regardless of insurance status. And they have a sliding fee scale for anyone who qualifies. By coming together as a community to raise awareness about mental health, we can break down the stigma and provide support to those who need the most. Community and Family Resources is a dedicated organization that proactively assists individuals and families and the community to achieve healthy behavior and lifestyle through advocacy, prevention, and treatment of substance use, problem gambling, and mental illness.
Perfect. Some of the other resources just we want to highlight are going to be obviously the Be Inspired program. Our mission is really to empower all youth to make healthy, informed decisions through education, prevention, community awareness, and connections to resources, not only in Hamilton County, but also in Franklin, Humboldt, and Wright counties. We also have Parent Connection. That is one of the other services that is funded through Building Families. Building Families' mission is to work on developing healthy, independent, and successful children and families within Hamilton, Humboldt, and Wright counties. These are all tongue twisters, by the way. So there are multiple things that they help to fund, including the HOPES program. So I think I mentioned already HOPES, Healthy Opportunities for Parents to Experience Success, is a program that's through Hamilton County Public Health. Hamilton County Public Health actually collaborated with Vandy's Medical Center on the Community Health and Needs Assessment. But just wanting to highlight some things that they shared and submitted on their missions and their visions when it comes to what they do. When it comes to Hamilton County Public Health, the mission is to promote, preserve, and protect the health and wellness of people in Hamilton County and the surrounding area. For those that aren't aware, Pam is the new administrator there. And if you need to get connected to that assessment, it's available on the website, which is actually on the Hamilton County website. Super easy to buzz over and get to. I'm going to throw in a lot of puns, by the way. When we come to Vandy's Medical Center, they make your mental health their priority with behavioral health therapists, psychiatric mental health nurse practitioners, and then also Senior Life Solutions, a program designed to meet the unique needs of adults over the age of 65. Their behavioral health team is there to provide personalized care for every phase of life. Their mission is to enhance the lives of people in our community by providing exceptional patient-centered health care. And it's not just Webster City. They have clinics located within Jewell, Stratford, and Fort Dodge. And I want to highlight just these couple of things that were said for quotes from them. Understanding the signs and symptoms of a mental health condition is the first step to a happier, healthier life. And that came from Julie Trout, who is one of their behavioral health crew members there. And then Jean Stats, who is part of the Senior Life Solutions, she shared that understanding that mental health conditions are common and treatable is the next step. So making sure that we work together, we must keep working to break down the stigma against mental health to ensure people receive the help they need. CICS, Central Iowa Community Services in Hamilton County. CICS is our mental health region. And so with that, Hamilton County is one of that. They recently moved from the Fair Meadow location out to the Shoshi Center. And actually, there's a whole bunch of amazing resources that are located out there. Public Health, Upper Des Moines Opportunity, and then, as I mentioned, CICS, and the Community Services for Hamilton County. So Katie Peterson, Carrie Hissler, all that crew. I'm calling everybody crew here. But anyways, CICS professionals provide the vital link between individuals and appropriate resources in the region to improve health, hope, and successful outcomes. The CICS service coordinators support individuals and strengthen communities by serving the unique needs of individuals in Iowa counties, so about 15 currently in our CICS mental health region. With access to 24-hour crisis line, CICS crisis services are ready to respond to the needs of individuals when any stress or pressure becomes too great for them to handle. And so if anybody needs to access that, there is the 988 suicide number or the Your Life Iowa line. You can also find out all of that information too at CICSMHDS.org. But I also want to make sure that we are highlighting that, again, I'm pausing on this for a second. 988 suicide crisis line, available 24/7, 365 days a year. There is also 988lifeline.org that you can go to. And I'm also a big advocate, and I know you two are as well, when it comes to community family resources. Your Life Iowa, if anybody hasn't gone to that website, there isn't just mental health, behavioral health resources there. There is a chat portal that you can go to. They have it broken down for youth, for adults, for community members. And that is through Iowa HHS, so health department when it comes to that. Mickey already covered the Suicide Prevention Coalition, but Hamilton County Community Services, Katie's the executive director there, also is who you can contact there when it comes to the Veterans Services. Ryan Sawyer is the director at Veterans Affairs. I believe that he's going to be down there as well. Unity Point Health, I already talked about Berry Hill. Ierley Ball is who's doing the mobile crisis response. I needed to emphasize that. That is that mobile crisis 24/7. So let's say somebody is having a crisis, and everybody has a different definition of what crisis is going to be. It can be anxiety. It can be depression. It can be like, I am overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. It can be, I'm going to use you for example, Lori. Mm-hmm,
please.
Let's say that I am somebody in the community, and I see, you see that maybe you have a friend that's in the community struggling or whatever, and they're like, I don't know what to do. Hey, why don't we call this mobile response number together? That team can come to you where you are at, and then they can make that decision and process together. You as the friend can do that soft handoff mm-hmm. on doing that. So it doesn't have to be an actual like mental health provider. They can set you up with those supports. I obviously am not the expert when it comes to mental health, behavioral health. I am just here as an advocate, personally and professionally, sharing these resources on things. So I just want to make sure I highlight that. Going on with the rest of the team of individuals that are participating, Mickey already shared about ISU Extension and Outreach in Hamilton County. So Sue will be there, or one of her cohorts. For those that are not aware, and there is a plethora, I'm using big words here, of resources available on their website. Locally for Hamilton County, but overall for ISU Extension Outreach, including additional hotlines. Iowa Concern Line is available, a teen line is available, answer line. All of those, just for sake of time, I'm not necessarily wanting to go over all these, but these will also be available on that Power Up Youth Facebook page as well. But I do want to just give that Iowa Concern Line, 1-800-447-1985. And I think just if anybody has any questions, want to keep up to date on any of the things that we highlighted today, any updates when it comes to the activities, sponsors, shout outs, those will be available on the Power Up Youth in Hamilton County, Iowa Facebook page. If you have additional questions when it comes to Power Up Youth, the Make It Okay event, you can also reach out to Mickey at 515-832-5432 or myself here. You can buzz on over and call me at 515-602-6371. Having people know that supports are available, whether they themselves need to ask for help or whether you're seeing somebody that maybe is just struggling, and it looks different on everybody. So just, I don't know, being aware of what the resources are.
Right.
And that, and having it in your toolbox, I think is so vital. And so,
and that's what's really key. Yeah. And that's, week after week, I am sharing that. I mean, that's what's so important about this program is it's an opportunity to make people aware of the resources mm-hmm. that are available and reach out. And I think this is going to be a fantastic event. Again, join us for the Make It Okay walk and event. It is Thursday, May 9th from 4:30 to 7:30 at Brewer Creek. I do want to thank both of you, Tiffany and Mickey, for being on the show and really all the members of our Power Up Youth. Or Power Up Youth Coalition.
Yeah, Power Up Youth in Hamilton County.
Yes, great work on all the events that are coordinated with community partners, but especially this one is going to be one you won't want to miss. For all ages, it's free. Come on out and join us. And then if you can't make it, just make sure you wear your green on May 16th, and we're promoting that here at Vandy's Medical Center as well. So again, thank you, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Great. And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Diest Medical Center, where our focus is you.